Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Do women experience nocturnal erections similar to male nocturnal erections? I understand the male version has little to do with feeling sexually aroused, but is more associated with REM sleep and may help keep the penis healthy with an oxygenated blood supply during the night. If this is true, isn't it likely that women's bodies do something similar?
You certainly have good instincts, and you may be surprised by some of what we know about sleep and sex. Starting in the 1960s, researchers began looking at genital arousal during sleep and found that men experience erections during the rapid eye movement phase, more commonly known as the REM phase of sleep. In the years that followed, researchers began studying women to see if similar things happened. Studying female genital arousal is often more challenging than studying male genital arousal. After all, the presence or absence of a man's penile erection is more easily detectable than measures of female genital arousal, such as changes to the clitoris or genital temperature during sleep. In the 1960s and 70s, researchers attempted both of these types of studies of female genital arousal during sleep, but found them to be challenging and inconclusive. Researchers ultimately focused on studying changes in blood flow to women's genitals during sleep. They found that women experience increase in blood flow to their genitals during REM sleep, just as men experience increases in blood flow to their penis, which contributes to their erections. People also experience increased blood flow to their genitals during sexual excitement and arousal when they're awake. If you've ever felt warm and tingly in your genital area when you've been excited about someone, that's due to increased blood flow. Scientists have found that blood flow to the genitals increases anywhere from just a little during REM sleep to about as much as it increases when women masturbate or watch erotic films when they're awake. In other words, it may be that for some of the women, REM-related genital arousal feels similar to waking sexual arousal. This makes sense given that many women report waking up from deep sleep only to find themselves feeling highly aroused or having just experienced an orgasm, just as some men do during sleep. REM sleep is also the phase of sleep in which people dream, which begs the question of what it is that people are dreaming about. Given that men and women very frequently experience REM-related genital arousal, some people wonder how often we have erotic or sexual dreams without remembering them. In one study, scientists noted that a woman experienced an orgasm while sleeping. The next day, she told the scientists about a sexual dream she remembered having had the night before and that the dream involved another woman being sexual with her. In her dream, the woman then turned into a man. She was perplexed by this dream, given that she said she had never had any sexual interest in or experiences with other women. However, dreams about sex may be linked to people's genital arousal or orgasm, and sexual dreams may be random and not reflective of people's waking interest in sex. Someone, for example, once told me that his first wet dream came about while he dreamt about the Smurfs. He was a young boy, close to puberty, and had little knowledge about sex, but for some reason a non-sexual dream about the Smurfs provoked his first ejaculation. Anything is possible in the world of dreams. Also, although scientists who study sex can clearly show that genital arousal happens during sleep, we cannot say why it happens. Some scientists have suggested that perhaps genital arousal during REM sleep is our body's way of keeping our genital tissue healthy by delivering oxygen to it through regular increases in blood flow. You can learn more about the science of studying orgasm in The Science of Orgasm, and more about genital responses and sexual pleasure in Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Whenever I try to stimulate my girlfriend's clitoris, whether orally or with my hand, she says it tickles or hurts. I have never experienced anything like this with past relationships. Any suggestions to help her become comfortable with clitoral stimulation?
Absolutely. Even though I'm sure you know that all women are different, it is helpful to be reminded of that sometimes. In spite of your experiences in previous relationships, your current girlfriend is giving you really valuable information about her body and her sexual response that I would encourage you to pay attention to. Specifically, she finds that clitoral stimulation with either your mouth or your hand feels ticklish or even that it hurts. Just because the clitoris is a highly sensitive area of a woman's body does not mean that all women want to have direct sexual stimulation of their clitoris during sex. In fact, it is too much to take for some women. It may feel uncomfortable, ticklish, or highly sensitive in ways that make women ask their partner to stop that right now. It can also vary over time. For example, sometimes a woman may find that direct clitoral stimulation is uncomfortable until she is very highly aroused, and then she can accept it more comfortably and even enjoy it. Other women never enjoy direct clitoral stimulation, but may enjoy stimulation of the area around their clitoris, the labia minora or labia majora, also known as the inner and outer vaginal lips, her vaginal canal, or her breasts or neck or inner thighs. Consider talking to your girlfriend sometime when you're not about to have sex or in the middle of sex. Reassure her that you've heard her and understand that clitoral stimulation is sometimes uncomfortable for her. You might ask what types of stimulation feel good or what types of stimulation should be open to trying. Some couples make it a sort of sex game to try different types of stimulation using one's hands, mouth, or even lubricant or sex toys, and then trying different paces, rhythms, and pressures, such as soft versus firmer pressure with one's tongue or slow licks versus fast flicks. If you frame the experience as about pleasure rather than trying to reach orgasm together, you can open yourselves to a range of experiences, knowing that it doesn't have to end a certain way, and that the only success is learning more about each other's bodies rather than focusing exclusively on orgasm.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.